guys, I'm Em from the fashion and beauty blog, The Lipstick Fever. When I moved to London over a year ago, I felt like there weren't a ton of obvious resources for women moving abroad or moving cities. My biggest source of strength and growth for my big move was through the inspiring and amazing women from all over the world that I've been meeting. Now, I want to share those conversations with you. We're going to hear from female entrepreneurs, industry experts, and some major female badasses on a global level. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Big Move podcast. I'm your host, Em, from the beauty blog, The Lipstick Fever. Today, we are kind of back at it with a lockdown edition. So we're doing a kind of little virtual coffee date, if you will, with one of our favorite, and I would call a reoccurring guest at this point, Danielle Pizer. Due to the state of the world right now, coronavirus, everyone is staying in, so we're going to do a little remote recording, which, to be honest with you, I'm planning on doing going forward until it's safe to start, you know, interacting and meeting people in person. So this is kind of the way forward for now. So for those of you that do need a quick intro, Danielle is a trained dancer turned lifestyle and fitness influencer, one of my very dear friends in London, and she's also a certified personal trainer. She started her own personal fitness method called the Danielle Pizer method, and she is London born and bred. DP, welcome back to the Big Move podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's kind of a bittersweet thing. I'm so happy to be back, but I'm so sad that it's in this situation and I'm not there sat on your couch, like having coffee like we normally do.
I know. I am missing you very much, but for now it's the best we can do, I guess. And this is actually your third time on the Big Move podcast. So you were one of my first guests at the very beginning. So that was about a year ago. And then this past September, we did a fun live event together.
That's so fun.
So here we are, we're having a little virtual coffee date. So I told you to come bearing your favorite beverage.
Yeah.
And since it's 1 p.m. in the afternoon in the UK, we're kind of keeping it to like a tea and a coffee date, even though the sun is shining outside. So I could really go for like a crisp glass of rosé, if I'm being honest. But anywho, what are you drinking over there?
I am being so British and I've got a cup of tea. Good English breakfast with a bit of oat milk. I feel like I've been drinking so much tea recently. I've actually moved on to a lot of chamomile tea, but right now I've just got an English breakfast tea and it's doing the job. It's really doing the trick.
Okay. I am your twin. So same. I have a mug of English breakfast tea in my travel mug to keep it nice and hot.
It's hot, yeah.
But yeah, I've been on the coffee train, for the most part, but this afternoon doing a little English breakfast. It felt fitting for today.
Yeah, see, I only usually have like one cup of coffee a day. And I think with being at home, because I've got a coffee machine, if I were to start with coffee more, I'd go like, although it's decaf, I feel like that much coffee in my system still wouldn't be that great. So I'm having to completely like forbid the coffee and just go with tea because I can't just do one cup if I'm at home and the coffee machine is right there. I know I'll just keep making them like on the hour. So that's why I'm on like the tea train.
Yeah, fair enough. And you must need like at least a little bit of a caffeine boost because I feel like you've been extremely busy over there, which we're going to get into. Yeah. But first and foremost, how are you doing? We're what in like 2 months of being in lockdown in the UK at this point, but overall, give me the spiel. How is it going? What is happening on your side of things?
If I'm honest, I mean, I kind of have to take it day by day, which I think is what most people are doing. Overall, I would say I'm safe and I'm well. So obviously those things, you know, I have to be grateful for that. And all the people that I care and love are also safe and well. So that is helping obviously me mentally. Other than that, yeah, like day to day, some days I'm waking up and I'm just feeling a bit sluggish. Other days I'm waking up and I'm like, okay, do you know what? It could be worse. Like, let's just be grateful for the things that we've got. And I mean, the weather in London has been really good. So I'm really having to like see the joy in like the smaller things. So I'm getting frustrated that I would like to see my friends. I'd like to be able to like hug my mom and things like that. I really can't complain. Like, obviously, I understand why things are how they are at the moment. And we all just kind of have to stick together, persevere. So I would overall say that I am well. Like I always try and look on the positive side anyway. So, you know, I am well and I'm good. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. And you're right. I feel like you are always kind of keeping positive, but you're right. It's a bit of a roller coaster right now.
Yeah.
The weather has been on our side in the UK, which is kind of astounding. Yeah. Because back home in the US, weather has not been so great. It's been snowy in parts of where I'm from, like in the Northeast and like Rhode Island, Massachusetts area. So I feel like we are quite lucky in like the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Just with being able to at least like get out for, you know, like a quick walk and the sun is shining, it kind of makes all the difference, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So I want to get into your kind of typical weekday routine right now. Obviously it's a bit different during lockdown.
Yeah.
And like I said, I feel like you've been busier during this period than like pre-lockdown. So like, what is a typical kind of weekday rundown for you?
So at the moment, I'm doing my daily live workouts, which I know a lot of people are kind of turned off by them because they're like, oh, you're making me feel like I should move. But do you know what? This is how I'm dealing with my lockdown experience. I'm not saying that people have to do that, but this is just how I'm coping. So I'm doing daily workouts at 11 a.m. on like my Fitness Method Instagram, which is really giving me some sort of routine. They're not too early, so I don't feel like I'm really like exhausted waking up super early. And after I've done, they're only 30 minutes. And after I'm done, I finish off, like carry on with the rest of my day. So that is kind of my one kind of thing that I'm sticking to give me some sort of routine. Other than that, my day is kind of a bit of whatever I fancy. If I want to go for a walk, I will. Some days I just haven't left the flat, which I'm totally fine with. I'm doing all of my like grocery shopping online. So I don't even have to go into any supermarkets, which makes me feel a lot kind of happier and safer right now. And then I'm just catching up with friends, but I feel like you probably feel the same. Like there's a lot of Zoom and FaceTime and stuff going on. And I'm getting to the point now where I don't rely on it. I don't need to do it. I'm actually perfectly happy sat at home. I've recently started watching Gossip Girl from the start.
Yes. I've been seeing this on your stories. I'm dying. I'm obviously.
I never watched it before. I missed the whole thing. And now I'm so into like Blair Waldorf and Chuck Bass. And I want to know like, I'm so in it now. So that's kind of where my weekly days are going. I'm like active in the morning and then by like 2 p.m. I'm in a full-on Netflix slump, which I'm so okay with.
Are you team Serena or are you team Blair in Gossip Girl?
So Blair is my favorite character, but I'm team Serena because I think she's a nicer person. Well, she is a nicer person. So I'd want to be more like Serena, but I love Blair's character. I think because I could never, ever relate to someone being how Blair is. I'm obsessed with her, but I think I'm team Serena. But I don't know. Is that going to change? I mean, I'm only on series two, so that might change.
Oh gosh, you have a ways to go. I think there's like 7 or 8. I could be totally wrong. I watched this back in the day, but I think it's hysterical. You got into Gossip Girl. The New York coming out of you.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, so back to your IG lives, which I was able to join the other day. Parker took a nap, and I think it was like 20 minutes, so it was actually perfect. Which one, I think, did I join? It was like the stretch.
You did stretch and row. Yeah, yeah. So okay. Some of them I team up with friends and other kind of fitness peers that I've got. So the stretch and relax one that you did, I actually teamed up with one of my best friends called Erin. She's a yoga instructor, but she's also all really about like meditating, getting the body to relax. Knowing some amazing stretches that anyone can do. You don't even have to be into yoga or into fitness. It's just good, I think, to be able to stretch the body out. So you did that one, which actually I think is a great one, especially obviously as a new mom, you've got a lot of things going on. I think it's nice for you to be able to take that like 20, 30 minutes just to basically press pause and just chill. So that's kind of on the more chilled spectrum. But then we go right up to like advanced cardio, which is like 30 minutes of non-stop cardio movement. We've got jumping jacks in there. We've got box steps, grapevines, twist jumps, anything to get your heart rate up, but without it being too regimented and military. Like we might do a few burpees and a few mountain climbers, but I personally don't really like going for a run. So for me, the dance cardio was a way of still getting my cardio in, but doing it to a great playlist, doing it at home and still getting the benefits of it. So we range from like really chilled to quite like high intensity cardio workouts, and then obviously do like your butt workouts, your abs, upper body, legs. Like we kind of just throughout the week do a mixture of everything. So the schedule is posted and people can kind of just dip in and out as they want. But what I'm loving is that we're building this incredible community and I'm seeing the same people come back day after day. And it's making me feel like I've got a real purpose and I'm actually helping people and introducing people to what I think is quite a unique style of training. That's basically it.
Absolutely. I love that you have a mix and that, right, you're kind of taking this opportunity to collaborate with other people. And then in turn, you're giving your audience a nice mix of workouts.
Yeah.
And then what I also like is that you're posting the weekly schedule. So obviously I'm seeing all of these IG lives all over the place. Everyone is working at home, which is amazing. But it's nice, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, like on Sundays, you'll post the schedules like to your grid so people can see like in a seamless way kind of what you're offering and then in turn just like add to their calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm doing the every Sunday kind of afternoon, evening, I'm posting it to the Danielle Pisa Method grid because like you said, there are so many lives going on and also there's so much option. And I think what people want right now with the world kind of a little bit upside down is they just want a little bit of ease. They want things to be simple. They don't want any more complications. They just want to know, right, I can go there. That's what she's doing on that day. Like fab, I'm going to join in that one and that one. And then every evening before the following workout, I'm putting up like a countdown. So if people do forget, then hopefully they'll see it on the stories. A countdown, it'll say, you know, 12 hours, 13, 14 hours until this next workout. And I'll also state if any equipment is needed. Most of my workouts don't really rely on any equipment, but I just think, look, I'm here to make people's life easier and help them through this time as they are helping me. Like, it shouldn't be like some sort of weird game that you've got to play to trick people into knowing what you're doing. Like, just put it out there, put it out and people can just join. Like, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, totally. And I guess kind of like on that note, as you're saying, like it feels chaotic right now. Obviously, there's so many lives going on. There's a lot kind of changing in the fitness world. So like from your perspective, how do you think this is going to kind of change fitness going forward? Like, do you think people are going to completely get rid of gym memberships or like what do you kind of foresee?
One thing that I'm actually really glad about is the number of people that are realizing and appreciating home workouts. Now, I have filmed home workouts for, this will be like my seventh year by the end of this year. So I've always known that you can get a great workout from at home. Even some of the classes that you and I have been to before, we've obviously been to the class because obviously the studio is there and, you know, we wanted to hang out. But those workouts, we could probably also do at home if we wanted to. You know, some of the bar type workouts you could easily do at home. So I'm loving the fact that more people are appreciating that you can get just as beneficial workout at home. I still think gyms, you know, when they do eventually reopen, people, you know, do like lifting heavier weights and they do like using the machine. So I don't think gyms will be too badly affected. Although I have had some messages, some DMs from some of the people that do my workout saying, oh my God, I feel like I'm burning more calories and working up more of a sweat in your 30 minutes than if I was at the gym for like an hour and a half. I'd feel a little bit self-conscious. I don't really know what to do. I feel a bit intimidated. I probably am not going to go to the gym as often. I might only go once a week and I'm going to do more home workouts. So that, like for me, I feel like home workouts are definitely winning. And I do think it will change the fitness industry from that standpoint. But I think that gyms will still be fine because we're always going to have people that absolutely love going to the gym and like getting their pump on or going to a class. You know, like I know Nick, your husband, he must be missing his F45, right?
Oh, but he is doing the lives through F45 and Rumble and like he's sending me all these crazy workouts every day. So he's getting his fix. But yeah, I agree. I think he's still like kind of missing going and like seeing all his friends in person and that kind of like camaraderie around it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But I mean, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it is motivating people to kind of step outside of the box. And as well, it's taking away that like commute to your class or to your gym.
Yeah.
So as we've kind of mentioned, like there's no excuses. You can just like pop in your living room, 20, 25 minutes and you're set and you're on to the next thing, which I think is kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So getting back into, okay, from like a fitness standpoint, do you have any tips for staying motivated and active to work out right now? I do feel like it's challenging more than ever. We're not able to be outside and we're not as active as we were pre-lockdown, I guess. So do you have any kind of tips around that?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It can be a real struggle for those that are living in smaller confined spaces. And if you're not able to get outside or you don't have an outside space. But I personally think that you can do quite a lot from a really small space. If it's even big enough to that you could fit like a yoga mat in, then, you know, and that's, you don't need a lot of space for that, you know, like a little narrow corridor or even just roll a towel down. I think finding the motivation when we're at home is the hardest because you're at home. So you've got your couch right there. You've got your kitchen, which is full of food. You've got your bed, which is obviously very tempting just to crawl in midway through the day because what else are you going to do? So I think it's the motivation, which is why I have found other Instagram accounts to help motivate me. And also knowing that if I do something, my brain will feel so much better. Like mentally for me, fitness, I think I probably said this in the other times I've been on your podcast. For me, fitness is more maybe even about the mental health benefits than the aesthetic benefits. Now, I know everyone's got different goals. Some people were midway through their goal of like, you know, maintaining a certain weight or achieving like a dress size. And obviously then coronavirus hit and they had to stop. Now that must be so demotivating. But I do believe in mind over matter. And I think if you can just do something to help your mind, then although you might not be as far down kind of the goal setting route as you'd want to, at least your brain will be able to think a little bit clearer and hopefully help you to find the motivation to keep at least trying. Because all we need people to do right now is just maintain a level of activity. We're not looking for people to smash goals right now. Like, it's just not the time. The world has basically gone, everyone stop. And we're obviously still trying to do something. So for me, the motivation comes from knowing that once I've done that morning workout, my mindset, no matter what mood I woke up in, my mindset is like completely just changed. So like I said to you at the beginning, some days I'm waking up and I'm feeling so sluggish, I can't be bothered. But because I've put it out there that I've got to do this workout, I obviously have to put on that smile and do the workout. And then I don't even like feel the bad mood leaving me. But by the time I've finished, I'm like, I can't even remember why I woke up in a rubbish mood. Like, I just feel lifted. The endorphins are going. I know it's so much easier said than done, but I really do think if you can, like, take yourself for like 20 minutes, like you said, it doesn't have to be long, and just get your body moving, your brain will thank you for it. And your body over time will really, really benefit from it.
Totally. And like, okay, from like a frequency standpoint, yeah. I guess what I've kind of been telling myself is, okay, aim for that, you know, 20, 25 minutes every day. That way, if like I skip a day or if I get bogged down with like taking care of Parker or something, it doesn't happen, then okay, I'll get to it the next day. Do you recommend that? Like, aim for movement every day? Or, you know, do you call it like 5 times a week or?
So the routine that I'm in at the moment is I am working out every day, Monday to Friday. I'm also currently doing an ab challenge separately on YouTube, which actually is Monday to Saturday. So I'm actually doing 2 workouts a day and then I'm going on Saturdays. However, the ab challenge is only 2 weeks. So after that 2 weeks, I will only be working out Monday to Friday for 30 minutes every day. And I give my weekends like to myself and to my body. And I think it's so important to listen to your body. I've had quite a few women message me and say, I really wanted to do yesterday's workout, but I just woke up feeling like I couldn't. Like, my body was tired. Not necessarily in bad mood, but my body felt tired. You know, like heavy. Like, you must know that feeling of like when your body just feels a little bit like off. And yeah, they said, I didn't do it, but I've caught up because I saved them to the stories for 24 hours. So like, I caught up. And I've kind of done 2 today. Is that okay? And I'm like, oh my God, the fact that you are listening to your body is everything. Like, do not say that you have to do it. As soon as you make something a chore and you feel like you have to force yourself, you take out the enjoyment. Like, if you were told that you had to go shopping every day for clothes, the first like week or so, you'd be like, yeah, this is brilliant. After that, you go, but I don't really want to go. Like, there's an enjoyment in having the freedom to want to do something. And I think it's the same with exercise. Like, if your body one day does not want to do it, it's totally okay to go, I'm going to skip today because I think I need to listen to my body. Like, I had to take a day off last week and I had to get someone to cover my class for me. Like, I couldn't do it. My body was basically screaming at me to say, can we just chill for a day? And I did. And I said to everyone, I was like, I'm really sorry. I've got like a minor injury. I need to listen to my body. I do not need to exercise every day. So I think, you know, if you're aiming for the 20 to 25 minutes a day, that is fabulous. But if one day you wake up and your body is basically saying no, then cool, no big deal. Like, there are bigger problems going on in the world right now than if you miss out one workout, you know, like, that's more important that you're looking after your body, especially for someone like you, Em, who's a new mum. Like, you're doing so much. So honestly, like, having a day off is like totally fine.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, I couldn't agree more. I feel like it's more important than ever. And right, just having a baby, you know, you're exhausted, you're going through all of these different things, especially in the first, you know, month or two, and you're recovering. And as much as I want to, you know, get back into things ASAP on the fitness front, it's just about, right, like, listening to your body, or maybe it's going out and just like getting in a 15-minute walk rather than a workout. Yeah. You know, there, you just have to kind of like listen to your body and as much as you can. 100%. So switching gears just a little bit, what has been your beauty routine in lockdown life?
I'm going to be honest. I feel like I have nailed my beauty routine because I've obviously got the time to. So my skincare routine, I think, is on point right now. Like, in the morning, I recently learned that you should be washing your face for 60 seconds. And I realized I only washed it for maybe like 15 seconds, like a quick like lather around and then I'd rinse it. No, 60 seconds you're meant to wash your face for. So that is something that I'm making sure I do morning and night. Obviously, I am wearing less makeup, but I am still putting on a little bit of makeup for my workouts every day. And I, some of the brands I'm absolutely loving is Murad. They've got a great like retinol range, so I'm using their eye cream. Ren, their Glow Tonic, which I feel like you would be a fan of if you're not already using it. Yes,
I am using it. It's amazing.
Oh, it's so good. And I remember telling you I once started using Ren and I broke out, but I think maybe my skin has adapted to it. And the Glow, that like pump, like orange AHA thing, is just like incredible. So
exactly. I was going to say, it's like a gentle acid you can like use every day. I think even if you have sensitive skin, it's like a good one.
Yeah. It feels so good. And like, my skin feels really refreshed and like benefiting from it. Like, I don't feel like I'm just putting it on and it's not really doing anything. I actually feel like I can almost feel it working. So my morning and my evening beauty routine, I'm actually really proud of. And it's going to be whether I can maintain it when life starts to go back to normal. Because, yeah, I'm making sure I'm using my eye cream, my SPF every day, my moisturizer, an extra hydrator if I need it. I'm doing like weekly face masks. Like, I'm loving it. Like, my skin is really happy. Like, I'm still getting the odd breakout, but that's just normal, you know, like hormonal or whatever. But I think overall, I'm actually really happy with my skin, especially as like, we're not getting as much fresh air to it anymore. You know, like, going out once a day, when usually you and I would be out and about most of the day, our skin is not getting as much fresh air as it usually would do. I say fresh, I mean, we're in London, so I don't know how fresh the air is, but you know what I mean, like the outside air. So yeah, I'm happy with my beauty routine. What about yours? Like, how's yours looking?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm actually similar to you. I feel like skincare, everything, kind of doing that little bit of self-care. So I'm very focused on like my skincare right now. And right, as you were saying, we're not outside as much, but also like everything is more dry right now. Like, our skin is more dry. We need to give it like even a little bit more TLC, I think, than normal. Yeah. So yeah, I'm big on my skincare routine. I'm still doing SPF because I am getting out at least hopefully once a day. Yeah. So a little bit of SPF in my moisturizer still. I'm actually today putting out an IGTV live of, this is a product that you use, I think, Glossier's Future Dew.
Oh, yes. I love that stuff.
Yes. So I've been just using that if I feel like I just like want a little bit of a glow. Maybe I don't feel like putting on like a tinted moisturizer, which honestly, I think I've worn like maybe once or twice. We've been inside, if I'm being honest. So actually, that's a great product to just like kind of give yourself like a little glow. Yeah. And then otherwise, right, like minimal makeup. I literally just use Glossier Boy Brow for my brows and then like a little mascara and call it a day. I'm like, yeah. Probably washing my hair once or twice a week. That's about it.
Oh my God. Yeah, the hair wash. My hair's quite dry anyway. I'm washing my hair once a week and I'm doing like a 1 weekly hair mask in it, which again, my hair is really loving. I'm using less heat on it because obviously we're not going to like so many events. I'm not going out as much. I'm not having to use so much heat on it, which is great. I definitely agree with you. At the start of lockdown, my skin got really dry. And I think it was the sudden change from my skin to be like, oh my God, we're inside now. And it's taken a while for it to adapt. At the start, I did break out and I had really dry skin. And then I think as well, I was still kind of trying to use products that I was using before. And I think I just needed to switch them up. I needed to kind of inject a whole kind of new load of ingredients into my skin. And now I feel like I found a really good balance. So,
yeah. Totally. It's kind of nice in a sense. We're like giving our skin and, you know, our hair kind of a little bit of a break. So yeah. Not a bad thing. Yeah. So you and I, for the most part, I feel like we've talked about this a lot. Like we keep pretty positive for the most part in life. I feel like it's something that we've kind of like bonded over in the past, but in times like this, I feel like we need it more than ever. How are you kind of like keeping a positive perspective in what feels like a little bit of like a grim time in the world?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you allow yourself to sit and think about it, which I have done over these past, like a few times over these past few months, it can, like it is an awful situation. Like it is so heartbreaking. It's so sad for the people that are being directly affected. You know, people that are getting sick or even worse, that, you know, that there are people that out there that are dying. That's obviously like the worst end of the scale. And then obviously you think back, like, and also the fact that I also can't really see my family, like those sort of things, you know, something that I know that obviously you must be struggling with as well, with your family being so far. I think if you allow yourself to sit and think about that too much, it really is gonna weigh kind of on your mind and on your heart. I think it's important to be aware of what the situation is, but we are all having to just battle through this like day at a time. No one's ever been through anything like this before. So little things that I am doing is I am making sure that I'm calling like a family member at least once a day. So whether that be my mum, my dad, my sister, just someone in my direct family every day, just for like a little catch up, you know, a little chat, whether it be FaceTime or not. And then, I mean, we've got like our family WhatsApp group and things like that. Obviously, talking to my friends about things other than the situation, you know, trying to keep things really like normal and talk about what we're watching on Netflix. And then also I'm doing things like I'm reading so much more. I'm making the most of the fact that usually day to day, like you and I am, would go, oh my God, I'm so busy. I've got no time to do this. I've got no time to do that. Like I just want a minute for myself. Well, now we've got a lot of minutes. I mean, you less because you have a newborn baby. But me, I have a lot of minutes now. So I'm using that time to like read books that I've always wanted to. Like I had notes in my phone of like books that I wanted to read. Like now is the time to do that. I'm also doing a lot of color by numbers. So I ordered off Amazon these coloring books that have obviously all numbered, like so you know what color you're meant to color in. So I don't really need to think a lot. And I'm finding it's passing the time. It's keeping my brain like kind of engaged in something. And I'm drawing nice pretty pictures, which is also making me feel great. And then one other thing is starting to write down things that I'm grateful for. So like a gratitude list, because it is so easy to go, oh, but everything's rubbish, this, that, you know, I'm not working. I'm maybe not earning as much money as, you know, there are so many things to kind of complain about. But and we forget that there are also so many things to be grateful for and positive for. So I really am training my brain to think about the positives and worry less about the negatives, especially as I have suffered with anxiety in the past. Like this time right now is the worst for anyone struggling with anxiety. So I feel for you. If you do suffer from anxiety, this time right now is going to be the worst. And you have to force your brain to think about the positive things and focus on, like, even if it's, oh, it's a really nice day today, or I woke up and I could hear the birds singing, or I made myself a great breakfast. Like, it doesn't have to be anything super groundbreaking, but those little things, like, there is joy in those little things. Like, I'm really enjoying watching the sunset because I've got a beautiful view at the back of my apartment of the sunset. Like, just things like that, which normally day to day we'd take them for granted and they'd pass us by and we'd go, okay, on to the next. But I personally am finding a lot of like strength and positivity in those things. And they're all really, really simple things, I think.
Absolutely. And I love your tip about just calling a family member or like a close friend. I feel like what's really cool about this time is we're catching up with maybe people that you've maybe lost touch with, or you don't speak to as much, or, you know, maybe you talk to your mom or your dad like every other week. You can like call and catch up every day because you're right. As you're saying, we have the time to do so. So it's kind of nice and right. Even just for a chit chat, you know? So I love that. I think it's a good time for that. We need kind of those like positive vibes from the fam right now.
Yeah.
So as a last question, when lockdown lifts and obviously like pending like safe openings and like all of that jazz, what's going to be the first thing that you do?
So are we saying that I don't have to be socially distant anymore?
That's a really good question. Okay.
I would like hug my mom.
Totally.
My mom or my dad. So like I'd hug my family. So that would be like first, but obviously I know that social distancing is going to have to stay in place for a long time. And I think things will open before we are allowed to hug people again, which is crazy. But so if we're talking non-social, like we have to stay socially distant, then I will go to, where would I go? I mean, I feel like this is going to be no shock to you at all. I will probably go to Soho House with my friends. Even if we have to sit 2 meters away, I will sit there and we will drink. I will have an Eastern Standard. You will have a Picante and we will just catch up like old times. Like I will literally just sit in Soho House for like the entire day and just be around people, be around friends. That's what I'm really looking forward to doing.
Okay. I love that. We have basically the same one. I'm with you. Just like being back with friends. Mine would also be like going to, I know we can go to the parks right now, but let's say, I don't know, in like another month or however many it is, when we can like be with a group of people, small group, go to Regent Park, like put out like a huge blanket and they bring Parker in the pram and introduce him to friends, whether it's socially distancing.
Yeah, things like
that's that. Fine.
And also get my nails done because I have not been able to get my nails done and I'm really not up for doing them myself at home. I know a lot of people have invested in those like gel lamps, the UV lamps to do at home. That's just one extra thing that I do not need in my home. So I'm also looking forward to getting my nails done. I know that sounds really like superficial, but it's something that I've always really enjoyed doing, having like my nice like gel manicure. And obviously I haven't got that. That's the only beauty service I feel like I'm missing, like just my nails. Like hair I can deal with, skin I can deal with, like everything else I'm fine. But nails, I would like my nails done as well.
Totally. Well, you have both there. You have go and hug your mom and go and get your nails done. I think that's totally acceptable.
Yeah. What do I want, guys? Just to hug my mom and get my nails done.
Right? Well, I think that's the perfect place to end. Thank you again for coming on my first remote recording episode of the podcast. This was a lot of fun just to catch up with you too. But before you go, where can everybody follow you and also find your amazing workouts and all that jazz?
Okay, so my main Instagram is at Danielle Pisa. And then my fitness method one is at Danielle Pisa Method. So really easy to remember. I also post workouts on YouTube in case you missed the live ones. And if you just search Danielle Pisa on YouTube, you'll be directed to my channel. That's kind of me. Just search Danielle Pisa and you're most likely going to find me doing some sort of workout somewhere or posting a selfie somewhere. But thank you so much for having me, Em. And also, like, congrats on doing this virtual kind of coffee date, well, tea date because we both got cups of tea. and basically taking your podcast online even more so than it already was. So props to you and for being a new mama all at the same time. This is like the definition of like businesswoman, like business.
We're trying over here. We got to keep things going. Thank you so much. Well, I can't wait to see you and introduce you to Parker, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys all for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, and we will catch you on the next recording. See ya.